So the draw is made, and Sweet William, the favourite, drawn in stall three. Do you reckon there's going to be any major reaction one way or the other to what's drawn where?
Yeah, look, mate, you can win from any draw, but ideally you wouldn't want to be drawn too wide. I think, you know, it's interesting, Absurd's drawn very wide, but I don't think necessarily you'd want it, that horse would want it to have been drawn very, you know, one, two or three, because very keen in its race, probably would need dropping out a little bit. You know, it's a difficult one to say, but certainly no problem there with that Sweet William draw anyway, in three, and currently heads the market with ourselves at 100 to 30.
I mean, the thing was, the Gosden team have all been saying, and what our concern is getting in, and once they got in, they seemed to be very relaxed about the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, and in the end got in easily in 15. But look, it looks a very, very competitive race, as you would imagine. There's a strong Irish challenge. Willie Mullins has got a couple of strong fancies there in Absurd and Jack Finbar. Jesse Harrington has a runner in Yashin, who you could certainly give a shout to. So, look, it's a very competitive race, hence why we're paying eight places.
And the Frankie factor, the Saturday punters, might that be the one? I mean, normally something gets hit, doesn't it?
Yeah, you would think so, Mike. And, you know, a 7-1 at the moment, Absurd, it's certainly going to be popular. There's no doubt about that. I mean, look, it's probably going to be Frankie's last ride on the nays, man. What a way it would be to go out.
You must be pleased with the field, and also pleased you're able to do all this for the charities.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a tough ask going through all the charities, because some, you know, to get down, whittle it down to 22, because there's some fantastic charities out there. Whichever one wins thoroughly deserves it.